Abraham, I asked you this before, and I'd like to sort of follow up, and this is regarding words, verbal words versus feelings. I find it expedient for me to tell people that I cannot see well with my physical eyes. And in a previous conversation, you told me quite clearly not to worry about what other people think, and I don't. But the question is, it thinks.
Well, you know the story. You know the story that we were telling earlier about the. What is the name of the device?
Potentiometer.
What a good name. Potentiometer that takes a segment of vibration and allows the discernment of it in a fuller fashion. Not so different, as we said, from a magnifying glass or from... It's another perspective at a segment of data that blows it up and makes it more discernible. So your eyes are interpreting vibration, that's why you see. Your ears are interpreting vibration, that's why you hear. Your nose and fingertips and tongue, they are vibrational interpreters. So while, as you think about your vision as the interpreter that it is, and rather than comparing your visual interpreters to that of others, which is an interesting thing, it's Esther loves allowing us to flow through her in a room like this, because while she can see colors, she can discern them. You become energy to Esther's eyes as she allows Abraham to flow through. So we don't see this room as Esther sees this room. We see this room as vibration. So what we're saying to you is, you could let your emotions, you could let your sensors be those more exaggerated eyes. In other words, very often while Esther's driving, she will have a sensing of something she has not seen before she sees it. Doesn't that happen to you all the time?
Yes.
Don't you know who's going to walk around the corner right before they do? Don't you often know that the phone's going to ring right before it rings? Very often, Esther will pick up the phone and Jerry will say, "Why are you picking up the phone while it's ringing?" And it's because at some level, she can feel that there's someone getting ready to call. And so we just want you to stop acknowledging what your eyes cannot see and move to another level of discernment and discover. A lot of people, you've heard them say that if they are lacking on one sense or another, that often their other senses become keener. And we want you to know, you have senses that are becoming keener that people aren't even articulating as senses, you see. So, and as you relax and allow yourself to see with the other vibrational interpreters that you have, not only will you have an even more satisfying experience, but in the absence of your concern about your vision, it will improve too.
Am I harming myself by verbalizing the words, "I don't see well"? If it doesn't bother me, I'm just explaining to the guy that I want him to take me to the table, and he looks at me blankly, and I say, "I don't see well," am I harming myself by doing that, by verbalizing those words?
Well, how do they feel to you? Does it make you feel deficient? Does it make you feel embarrassed?
No, not at all. The only thing that worries me is if I'm hurting myself by verbalizing those words. Other than that, I don't
give a rip. The fact that you have a question about it means maybe you could find better words. So what might you say that would feel even better to your friend?
I've been thinking about that, but it's just, there are times when it's just easier for me to tell somebody, "Hey, I don't see well with my physical eyes." It's just, it's quicker, it's easier, it's, you know, I don't know... I don't know if verbalizing those words are important, how much weight that carries. I mean, I don't know if I should just keep my mouth shut and, you know.
Your words are important, and when you say something that you mean, it does affect your vibration. In fact, we would go so far to say there is the vibration of thought, then there is a stronger vibration of word, then there is a stronger vibration of action. In other words, when you are offering a behavior, there is more pulling power in your behavior than there is if you're only talking about it. When you are speaking about something, there is more vibrational law of attraction's response pulling power than if you are thinking about it. And that's why our friend has discovered that sometimes when he says things that he doesn't even really mean, if he says them enough, the power of the words begins to change the way that he actually feels about it. And so we would not verbalize things that we would not want to continue to experience. And we think that the reason that you're doing it, and it's a nice thing, in other words, part of it is because you're wanting to explain to someone who might be confused. And part of it is because you're wanting to evoke some behavior from them that will soothe the situation. And there isn't anything wrong with any of that. We think communication is a really good thing. But we would constantly be looking for better and better ways to say it. In other words, you might say, you might say to someone who doesn't understand, have you ever come in out of the bright sun and your eyes have adjusted to the bright sun, and so your eyes have changed their point of focus and now you're in a dark place, but your eyes haven't adjusted to the dark place, so you're not seeing so well? Jerry said to Esther, it happened in the middle of the night. Jerry got up to use the bathroom, and when Esther sensed him up, she reached over and just turned the light on a little bit. And he said, thank you very much, and then she turned the light out while he was away, and when he came back, the light was still on, and she started to turn it out, but now his eyes had adjusted to the light, and now he couldn't see at all. In other words, and he said to Esther, I can get up and roam around in the dark, and I can see fine, but when the lights are on, and then suddenly they're off, I can't see so well. In other words, it's just a fact of the way your eyes are adjusting. So as you acknowledge something like that, you could comfortably say, my eyes have not adjusted to this environment yet, which is a softer way. My eyes haven't adjusted yet. Or which feels better? I don't see well, or my eyes are slow to adjust to light. Which feels better?
That's great.
I'm in the process of seeing. You might say playfully, I'm in the process of seeing, but right now I'm blind. Could you guide me?
Right.
Be playful about it.
A great example is like...
You could say something to them to the effect of, I'm going to ask you to lead me to my seat. And this won't be a case of the blind leading the blind, will it? In other words, you have adjusted it to the... In other words, just be playful about it. Find playful ways to de-emphasize the fact that your eyes are adjusting. And we want you to realize your eyes are adjusting over a period of time. This is getting better and better and better for you. And there's nothing wrong with explaining along the way. Just keep finding better and better ways of the way it feels to you when you say it. That's all that matters.
Okay, so when I walk into the dining room and I say, I'm with the Abraham group, and they say, the tables are over there, there's tents on the tables, my response is, I don't see where I can't see the table you're pointing to, and I certainly can't read the tent. Will you take me to my table? So it's easier. I mean,
well, now let's
I need
about
to find
this.
A better.
How many times have you been to the dining room?
Every night.
So that was true only the first time?
No, because I have different people each time. You know, it's like, you know, you go over there, and I'm like, no, I need a little help with this. And then the blank look, and it's like, okay, you know, I don't see well. Take me to the table. So I just don't know if that's... It doesn't really make me feel that bad. I'm just questioning if the verbal, and I think you've answered it.
We think that your desire for independence is the best vibration that you have within you. And we think that when you are asking, we think that you're asking for help that you don't need, and that's what this discussion is about more than anything. In other words, we think that you know that you have, in other words, once you've been in the vicinity, you kind of have a sense of the room. We think that most people in this room could be blindfolded at the door of the dining room, and most of them would make themselves to the approximate vicinity of where their tables were last night. In other words, because you have a spatial sensing of things, you see. And so we think that what's going on within you is, and it's not at a conscious level, is that you know that you have the ability to do things that you don't do. And this is just a sort of, it's almost like arguing for your limitation. You see what we're getting at?
No. It just seems easier and quicker.
Then what possible difference does it make if you make your way to your table? Why are we having the discussion? You see, you would not find us saying to you, by the way, we don't think it's a good idea for you to ask someone to take you to the table. What we are interested in discussing with you is why it is even an issue to you at all.
Because I want to get to the table.
But if that's all that it was, then you would say, I ask someone to take me to the table, and they take me to the table, and that would be the end of the discussion. So why were you questioning the rightness of your request for help?
Because many people have said that words are powerful, and I don't know if my thought, when I say those words, the words are possibly negative, but if I'm not feeling that, if it doesn't bother me to say them, then do they have a negative impact at that point?
We don't think if they were not bothering you that we would be having this discussion at all. We think that there is an awareness within you that you are enhancing a liability or enhancing a condition more than you want to. And we think that's what the discussion is about. And hinge to that, and we want you to recognize this. We've been talking about this through many different scenarios in all of the days that we've been together. There is an awareness of how you are seen by others that you just can't really completely shake loose of. In other words, we talked about it with our friend earlier. You cannot be here in this physical format with others beholding you without being aware of their response to what they see. And what we want to make this discussion about is we want you to care how you feel, and we want you to care about getting to the table, and we want you to not give a rip about anybody's response to the requests that you're offering. In other words, and the reason that we were eager to talk with you about this is because not just someone like you who's having a difficult time seeing to get their way to the table, you all care far too much what others think as they perceive you. So much so that most of you use their response as your guidance rather than the way you feel as your guidance. So even though you're asking a question that implies that you're trying to get to the heart of how you feel, we're not feeling you trying to get the heart of how you feel. We're feeling you responding to their response to you. In other words, you keep bringing up the look on their face. They don't quite get it. And we don't think it should matter. We don't think it should matter if it takes you 10 times to say to them, I know I look like I can see because I'm really very capable. And I can see a lot of things. I don't have really good depth perception. There are some aspects of visual that I'm not seeing so well. I don't know how to compare what I see with. In other words, you could go on to the point of boring the poor person to death, or you could say, hey, buddy, I'm not kidding you. Just take me to the damn table. Take me to the table. And just let it be the end of that. Don't try to make it a something that you're psychoanalyzing so much. But then meanwhile, you want to get a handle on how you feel about that. And we think it's a bigger subject. How do you feel about asking anyone to assist you in anything? How do you feel about that?
Do you like it?
You don't like it, do you?
No.
So it's not just about that. Isn't that it? And why do you not like to ask others for assistance?
Because I like to feel like I'm independent and powerful.
But there's more to that. Why do you not want someone else to assist you? Now, we're asking all of you this. Why do you not want someone to assist you? It makes you feel a little helpless. It makes you feel diminished. It's sort of an attitude, I'm here to prove something, and I should do it. And if I turn over my responsibility or activities to others, then I will not get the credit, or I will not put myself in the position where I am worthy for the reward. We think it's at the heart of why Esther has a hard time delegating. In other words, Esther delegates when finally she has no other choice. But she doesn't delegate easily because she doesn't want to bother anybody. But there's another level to that with almost all of you. What is it? We think it's worth getting to the heart of. We think it's a flaw in your perspective of your own worthiness. It's sort of like, here I am, I'm not worthy. I'm flawed because I'm flawed and I am not worthy, and I'm flawed because I cannot see. And it's sort of exacerbated by the fact that now I need to ask someone for something, which sort of amplifies that feeling of unworthiness. And you're not the only one in this room or in this world that feels it. And we're hammering at you all day, every day. We want to shout at you and say, you are worthy or you couldn't be here. You are extensions of Source. And if you weren't, you couldn't be here. If you didn't have the resources to be here, you wouldn't be here. You are at the center of the universe, and all that is responding to you. Law of attraction is responding to you. In other words, you're here in this dance not to prove worthiness or not to prove rightness, but in order to enhance your experience for the purpose of this eternal joyful dance. There isn't something that you're on your way to fix that is broken, and there isn't something that you are on your way to create that is in need of being created. The whole thing is for the purpose of the joyful dance, you see. And we don't think that it's worth taking the time. We'd need 100 seminars, we'd need 1,000 seminars, we'd need 20 or 30 of your lifetimes to even begin to scratch the surface of how it is that you've come to disrespecting yourselves and not just standing in this place where you, like the tree, just expect good things to come to you. You've trained yourselves, most of you, away from your expectation of all things coming to you. We would far rather see you expecting people to, as soon as they see you, look for ways, we hear your beeper, look for ways to enhance your experience than for you to feel guilty about asking for assistance. Jerry and Esther have a cabin steward who is either very new or very busy, but he's not tending to their cabin anything like they're accustomed to. And Esther said, why does this bother me? Because she says, really, I don't want him around. And really, we haven't made any kind of a mess that needs to be cleaned up. And really, there isn't anything that I really want him to tend to. So why do I feel this little bit of imbalance in this? Is it because I think that there's some standard that he should be measuring up to? And we say, you're in the process of sorting so many things out that have to do with so many other people that really have nothing to do with you. In other words, it would be nice if we could take you all on some island individually where there was no stimulation of thought of any others around, where you could just sit and be. Oh, a good night's sleep could do the same thing, or 15 or 20 minutes of meditation, where you would just withdraw your thoughts from whatever's going on, and you allow yourself to achieve vibrational alignment with the Source within you, the Source who loves you unconditionally and eternally. We want you to care nothing about what others think about what you're doing, and intimately about your connection with that energy stream. And in time, you will train yourselves away from the responses of others and into the response of that which is you. And in that, under those conditions, your words will not matter so much. In other words, you'll say, it doesn't matter what you say, it only matters what you mean. And what you mean is what you feel. And you cannot cover up what you mean or what you feel with words. What you mean and what you feel are what you're offering vibrationally. And what you mean and what you feel is what the law of attraction is responding to. And what you mean and what you feel really should feel good. And if what you mean and what you feel feels something that is less than good, then you're slightly off the track. So you're just wanting to reach for what you mean and what you feel. So that's why this whole seminar has been about, wonder what my inner being thinks about this. I wonder how my inner being feels about being guided to the table. I wonder how my inner being feels. Ask that question and answer it and bring yourself right into alignment of who you are. That's the guidance that you're looking for. What's bothering you is not, it's not the guy in the dining room guidance that you're looking for. It's a guidance that comes forth from within that you're looking for. That's what this is all about. Good time for a segment of London.
Thank you.
We are complete.